I did bring some paper and some pens here in an attempt to be a little bit creative. I need your help here, please. We are going to think today about what it means to be on a journey. Okay, this is going to be a little bit tricky. Can someone now hold these pens for me, please? Oh, Mercedes is going to do it. Thanks, Mercedes. Thank you. I'm sorry, I... Okay, so... thank you. Just if you just hold them, I will pick out the one that I need. When we are on a journey, how would we find the way? Let me just get this little person here. And if you cannot see it, you will just have to make it up in your own mind. It's probably going to look better in your mind than it is on this piece of paper. So here's this little person traveling along the world, if you like. What would be helpful for her in her pretty little skirt to find the way? Yes. A map. Great. It's as if I practiced this with you beforehand, but I didn't. I promise, I didn't. A map. This is a map. And the map is to see where you need to go, right? So we say map. Can you actually see this at all or not? No? Okay, this is a very little person trying to find the way. We will grow bigger people soon. So, this is the way. A map. What else would be helpful? Yes. A signpost, yes. What color? What color? Green. The blue. Okay. A signpost would be a very good thing to find the way. Oh. And it would say this is the way. Or something like that. Yeah? Okay, how about if the signpost also has a sign this way, saying this way? Then what? Yes, Rosemary. A guide or someone who has been there before. Are we going to have let's do purple, yes? Why not? A guide. So here's a guide. Are you beginning to see something here, or is it still all very hazy? So this is the guide saying, no, you need to go that way. This is the map where you're at, and you need to go that way. There's the guide. What else? Sorry, a compass, yes. Compass, yes. Wow, are you sure? We did not practice this beforehand. A compass. I don't know how to draw that, but this is the compass. It's more like a clock, but you just pretend in your own mind that it's a compass. Anything else? Sorry? Water. To take along with us on the way, yes? Okay, a bottle of water. Let's just have a little fountain here. So, that's water. Just pretend it's water. I did not study art. I studied theology, okay? What else? To find the way, what would be helpful to find our way on the journey? Sorry? Shepherd. Shepherd. Oh, yes, that would be a great idea, especially with this weather. Shelter. So a tree would do, huh? For now. So that would give us a little bit of shelter to sit and to be a little bit cooler. Okay. What about seeing other people's footsteps? Would that help to find the way? If they were going the same way, yes. If they would be going a different way, it would be utterly confusing. So let's say that we go this way. What about other people? Would other people be helpful or not? If we ask where they're going, okay, so maybe what color are we going to use, Mercedes? Okay, thank you. Other people, so we make a whole lot of stick people, yes? Okay, I think we're pretty much there. We can go on with this forever, but is there anything that we are really, something quite crucial that we're missing for the journey? I have an idea where you're going. How would we get that idea? Oh yeah, a guidebook, that's the same as a map. How about a road? Would that be helpful? Or a path, or a way, whichever. Yes? This is the only thing missing here, isn't it? A way. It is quite important to have a way to travel on. We're going to think about that in the rest of the service. How important it is to have a way to travel on. Thank you so much, Mercedes. Yeah, you can sit down. But if you want to sit at the front, then you can come and sit at the front now. There are little footsteps there, and you can just write or color in or just think and talk later at home what it means to journey through life or what you need. Okay, so you can do that now if you want to. If you want to bring your parents, then that's fine.